So this is to share a little about what Reiki energy is and what to expect in a Reiki healing session. Reiki is an energy healing modality. It is one way or method of channeling healing life force energy to another person. Reiki can be conducted in person or long distance. If it is an in-person session, you can expect the room to be set up similar to a massage treatment room, a quiet, private space. The lighting will most likely be dimmed. The practitioner will have relaxing meditative music playing. And depending on the practitioner and also having checked with you prior to ensure you don't have any allergies or sensitivities, they may also incorporate aromatherapy. So, they may be using essential oils as part of their practice. They may have candles or incense burning in the room. Some practitioners incorporate crystals into their healing practice. Some are massage therapists, so they may incorporate massage into the treatment. So, the room setup and how the practitioner personalizes their own practice will vary. But basically, you can expect it to be a quiet, relaxing atmosphere. Treatments are normally done lying on your back on a massage treatment table or bed. There will most likely be a bolster for your knees, a pillow, a blanket to ensure your comfort through the length of the session. 1 hour is a common length for a full session and a half hour for a mini session. Sessions are conducted fully clothed, so wear loose, comfortable clothing and decide if you would like to go barefoot or wear socks. They may say a little to you once you are on the massage table to get you settled in and relaxed before they begin, but then most, if not all, of the treatment is done in silence. What is happening is the practitioner has aligned themselves with the healing energy. And by their intention to connect and channel this energy to you, along with your intention to receive the healing energy, this is how the connection is made and the energy is channeled. The belief being that as the energy beings we are, and through the practitioner's alignment and intention to channel the healing energy, they are then able to send healing energy to you through their hands. So, they will walk around you as you lie on the table, holding their hands slightly above the body or lightly touching the body. What the Reiki practitioner is doing is tuning in, sensing and feeling, reading energy, and asking the energy to do its work. So, they will be going over the entire body and assessing all the physical elements of the body. The organs, glands, nerves, bones, muscles, arteries, as well as the energy fields which surround and flow through our physical body. The energy centers of our personal energy systems are called chakras, and they are either flowing energy freely or they can be sluggish or blocked. So the Reiki practitioner is assessing this flow throughout all our systems on many levels, sensing and processing information they receive. This is an intuitive-based healing modality, and how the practitioner receives information will vary, but they may see images or symbols in their mind's eye. They may hear words or phrases. They may just have a sense or knowing. On a physical level, they may have heat in their hands or a tingling sensation. And you may feel this. You may feel heat, tingling, or just a sensation of energy moving as they work. You may pick up images or have flashes of memories come to mind. Or you may feel or perceive nothing at all beyond a deep sense of relaxation. Every person and every session is unique. Because they are going through this in a meditative state and processing a lot of information, this is why they normally wouldn't be talking much, if at all, and why it is helpful for you to remain in a meditative, receptive state as well. In a long-distance session, Personally, I prefer to schedule a long distance session at or near your normal bedtime. I find that the majority of people have the most opportunity to have peace and quiet in their home at that time and can settle into their bed or elsewhere where they won't be disturbed. So it's a good idea to plan ahead of time and get yourself set up. Find a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. This can be your own bed or a sofa or anywhere you feel comfortable. I will have sent you an MP3, a link to some relaxing music to listen to. So make sure that's all queued up and ready to go. If you have headphones, that's great. So set up your space to ensure your comfort for the length of the session, usually a little over 1 hour. And just like the in-person session, make sure you have whatever you need to be comfortable. So you'll be lying on your back. You might want a bolster under your knees. Make sure you have a blanket or whatever you need to be at a comfortable temperature in this position for the duration of the session. If you do yoga or you have a meditation practice, do whatever you might do to create an atmosphere for meditation and ensure the body is propped and comfortable and relaxed. It's a good idea not to eat or drink anything too heavy or too close to the start time, so avoid alcohol or heavy foods. Also, it's recommended that you drink water after the session, so have it set up nearby. The idea being that the body will be releasing some impurities after the energy healing, so it's good to hydrate and help those to flush out of your system. And it is also a way of grounding the body after the energy work. I will check in with you beforehand, usually a half hour to an hour before, just to ensure we are good to go at the scheduled time. If necessary, if something has come up at your home, we can normally push back the start time a few minutes. I'm usually able to accommodate that. Then, once we have confirmed we are ready to go, we have no further connection on the phone or the computer, so no FaceTime, no Skype. This is one of the biggest questions people have. They assume I am staying on the line in some way and will ask if they need to have the phone near their head or facilitate some connection like that with me. But that's not the case. We are just in our separate spaces, wherever we are in the world, and at the specified start time, you will already be in position and begin listening to the MP3. Just keeping yourself in a relaxed, meditative, receptive state for the duration of the session. And you can gauge the end time based on the music. So when it's over, feel free to get up, drink your water, or if you feel inspired to stay and meditate for a few moments, do that. Or perhaps you're inspired to journal afterwards. It is different for each person. So just tune in to what you are feeling and go with your own guidance. I like to reassure people, and I'm often questioned about this. Please know you can't quote-unquote ruin the session. So it's okay if you keep dozing off. It's okay if you fall asleep and you sleep through the night and don't get up and drink the water as recommended. If you are disturbed momentarily, someone walks in. If you have to change your position or you have to get up and go to the bathroom, just return as quickly as possible and resume the relaxed, meditative state as soon as you can. Having said that, though you can't ruin the session by falling asleep, it is my personal preference that you do stay awake in a relaxed, tuned-in state, perceiving and making mental notes as to whatever you sense or feel in your body, or any messages or images that come to your mind throughout the session, just taking all that in. Because when we go over the session, and we will schedule that a few days after usually, you will receive a recording from me with my notes, and then we'll schedule a time to go over everything together. At that point, ensuring what transpired for each of us. For example, maybe you felt a sensation in a specific area, or perhaps an image or memory came to mind at a certain point in time. So in this way, we can make those connections that invariably happen. And I like doing this because it is just a way of further validating the experience for you. To know more about long-distance sessions, please continue on to the next recording in this series.